Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. Joining us this morning is Rob Long. He's the Director of Academics at Yeshiva College High School. Rob, a very, very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thank you. All the better for the results having come out at long last.
Yeah,
and, good morning to you, Howard, and your team at Morning Mayhem and all your listeners.
So it's obviously a very nerve-wracking time. Was it more so given the challenges of the year writing matric during a pandemic?
There were lots of challenges. And I think, as you said earlier, just kudos to the young men and young women that have written matric this year and to their teachers and the way they've all adapted to the, you know, what we've all been talking about as the new normal. I think what we have seen here is those 21st century skills really kicking in and being taught. And I think these are the skills that are going to stand our children in good stead going forward. So yes, it was a little nerve wracking to see what the results would be, but we were also confident in, you know, we know that our boys and girls and our teachers had put in the hard work. So, you know, although we were confident, we were always a little
always. I'm sure there's some trepidation either way. Give us the headline. Give us the headline results from Yeshiva College.
Yeah, so we had 30 matriculants. From those 30 matriculants, we received 107 distinctions across the board, and that gave us an average of about 3.5 distinctions per child.
Okay.
And if one puts that into perspective, that all candidates do at least 7 subjects. You know, that's every child on average getting half their subjects as a distinction. But one of the results we're most proud of is that we had 100% pass rate. So even those students that battle academically have worked incredibly hard, and staff have worked hard with them to do well. And our grade average across all subjects was an incredible 67%. So students have done exceptionally well, worked exceptionally hard, and have achieved some very, very good results. You know, we had a couple of boys with a number of students with full houses. In other words, the however many subjects they took, they received their distinctions in those. You know, we had one young lady whose dad passed away shortly before she wrote exams, and she did exceptionally well, achieving 6 A's.
And those are the stories,
everybody has
really
their challenges.
Yeah, and I think really that was the point that I was trying to make, is no matter where we live, no matter what we do, we all have very, very personal and as well as more generalized challenges, depending on our own circumstances and the place in which we live. And I guess one of the challenges of matric is that, is it becomes almost irrelevant because everybody's writing the same exam. Everybody is being judged on the same playing field to some extent. Obviously, there are those that are more privileged and less privileged and those factors. But the reality is everybody's writing the same exam, no matter what the circumstances of your own. And that, I would imagine, as head of a school, must be the most difficult thing, but also the most rewarding thing, to see that achievement at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's incredibly rewarding, you know, and that's what staff were talking about this morning. It was those children that have had really difficult, wrote matric under very difficult circumstances, and have had some of those that have had difficult school careers. So those are the real champions, and it's wonderful to see that.
Well, it's interesting because Anonymous sent us this message earlier saying, "Morning, I'm all for celebrating success and hard work. However, can we have a balanced appreciation of matric that are not featured, but put in hard work and passed? As a blessed parent of an academic achiever and a non-academic achiever, this is a very tough time of year for us, for me and for my wife, and we try and balance our response." I think that's a very insightful message.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we mustn't take it away from those children that work really hard and do exceptionally well. And yes, might be, you know, naturally talented in certain fields. But they still need to work really hard to achieve those results and putting a lot of time and effort, you know, but as their parent mentions, school is not for everybody. And some children really have to slog through it and work hard to get through. And again, you know, some of those children of ours that have just surpassed themselves in the effort and the work that they've put in and the results that they've achieved. So we are equally proud of of all of them for their effort. And it's that I'd like to laud, is the effort that children have made and put in, and, you know, the situations that they've adapted to this over the last 18 months. It's been phenomenal.
Absolutely fantastic. Rob Long, Director of Academics at Yeshiva College High School, talking to us about their phenomenal results and the challenges that students faced. Rob, thank you.